Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. We're taking your calls right now on the MGM National Harbor listener lines at 800-636-1067 about the latest buzz around J.J. McCarthy. Will he be the number two pick here for the Washington Commanders in the upcoming NFL draft? In case you missed it, here's the Tom Pelissero audio from yesterday at the owners' meetings in Orlando when he was asked what he thinks the Commanders will do with the number two pick, more specifically Adam Peters, what he will do.
Really interesting because everybody's always trying to figure out, especially graph, what the other teams are doing. When I've had conversations here with executives for other teams who know Adam Peters well, know the situation well, the most popular answer for what they do at number two is J.J. McCarthy. So a lot of drama still to come.
So are you buying that first and foremost? And would you like to see J.J. McCarthy as the number two overall pick over Drake May, over Jaden Daniels? 800-636-1067 is the number.
Where else did you see? Now, let's get these stories all straight. Somebody else said they could see, or Harbaugh saying he would take him one, or he thinks the Bears will do it?
He just thinks he's the best quarterback in the draft. Yeah,
he hasn't said he thinks Chicago's going to take him.
No, he hasn't said that.
He just said he's the best quarterback in the draft. Right. Best player in the draft.
Right. I don't know, man. And then I listened to, you know, Adam Peters.
That being said, if Caleb Williams played for him at Michigan, he probably would say Caleb
Williams. Here's a wild scenario.
Has he said that about every quarterback he's ever played for him?
Well, no, but I mean, J.J. McCarthy is in the mix for the top two pick.
If you're Adam Peters, do you call up Jim Harbaugh, who clearly has a stirring in his pants, and say, hey, you want J.J. McCarthy, let's swap picks, and how about you deal us Justin Herbert? I mean, I'm just thinking outside of the box here. Like, why wouldn't you move down to five, get Justin Herbert, and then your quarterback situation seems to be solved?
Because he's not going to do that.
Well, hold on. I'm just throwing it out there.
No way he believes J.J. McCarthy is better than Justin Herbert.
He may not believe that, but maybe he'd rather work with McCarthy than work with him in college.
It's a great thought.
I think he took the job. He took the Chargers job knowing, hey, I've got a franchise quarterback.
I'm just spitballing.
I don't think it's a terrible
thought. If I'm Adam Peters, I'm thinking of every single scenario.
Can I give an alternative to the thought? I like it. And I actually think Harbaugh would at least ponder it for a second.
I think Harbaugh's outside of the box enough that he would think about it.
He would ponder it. Is Herbert still young enough, knowing that we're years away from competing, that you want to do that versus getting a young 22-year-old or 23-year-old?
That's where Dan Quinn, that's where
I know, I'm asking
Kingsbury
you.
Come in.
I'm asking you.
I think
you.
He's still young enough.
Was he 27 maybe?
Yeah, he's not that old. The problem is he's making a ton of money.
Not even.
Like, you'd be getting whatever quarterback you pick at number two at a rookie wage scale salary.
Right.
And that way you improve the rest of your team.
And you bring in Herbert. He's probably still not going to win for another 2 years.
He might not. Or he could instantly elevate the team.
I mean, he's going to instantly elevate you, for sure.
And then there's no growth curve for your quarterback. You've got your starting quarterback ready to go from day one. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just thinking of what Adam Peters,
I wonder how the Commanders fans feel. Because when we take calls on who you want, a lot of the Commanders fans want Daniels.
Right.
And
I'll tell you how they feel.
And even over Caleb.
No, I'll tell you how they feel. They hate the idea.
They do.
It's hysterical to me.
They hate the idea. I like it. They hate it.
Whoever they pick, I just hope it hits.
The narrative on J.J. McCarthy is he sucks.
System guy.
It was all running. Mm-hmm. He threw four passes in college.
Definitely has to overcome that. But it sounds like he's overcoming it.
It's hysterical that Commanders fans are hating each other because you're either Team May or Team
right,
Daniels.
Right.
And then all of a sudden it's this curveball.
Now they've been
pulling their hairs out right now.
No, people hate it.
It's hysterical to me.
I think he'd be a great option. I think Daniels would be a great option. May may be a great option. He's not my guy. He's Lurch's guy. So hopefully he hits.
Well, I mean, if you believe what you're hearing, they're swaying from that.
If I'm Peters,
they're not on him.
I still would feel like the price tag at number two for McCarthy is a little high. Like, I would want to move down a pick or two and accumulate some extra draft capital.
Right.
Now, if he gets snaked away from me by somebody else jumping in front of me, so be it. I have to have backup plans, but I don't know. McCarthy at number two just seems like a rich price.
But
where
really
he's coming from.
There's really no, if it's two or four and he's the best quarterback, you're going to take him at number two.
Yeah.
You're not going to muck you around with it.
Best they are. That's correct.
I agree. I totally agree. But it is funny that when I retweeted that bit yesterday, the people just mocking the idea of JJ going number two and coming here to the Commanders.
Not big fans.
No. He doesn't have a big fan base here. Now, I don't think that should factor in at all.
They're mocking it like they don't think it can happen, or they're mocking it
because
they hate or they hate it.
They hate the idea of him.
Yeah.
And listen, I get it. JJ or Jaden Daniels is way more exciting, way flashier. You know, you're praying he's going to be our version of Lamar, but I mean, you got to look at all the possibilities. And JJ might be somebody that everyone just slept on because, you know, they had more of a pro-style offense, right, in Michigan?
Sure. A lot of under-center
stuff. So, you know, he might be more adept at quickly at being ready. And if was it Zolak that said the best footwork he's ever seen or has seen in recent years?
Yeah,
it has worked
light
out.
Years ahead of Caleb's.
Well, Orlovsky did a whole thing yesterday on Jaden, and he basically said he has the same exact throw and motion as CJ Stroud. The same exact type
that Jaden Daniels has.
Yeah, Jaden Daniels has.
Okay. CJ Stroud comp is a good comp at this point. Like you're gonna take that. You're gonna buy into that.
All right, let's take some calls. How are you feeling about this? The latest, the Tom Pelissero reported yesterday that people he's talking to, and I don't know, it's just a general term, NFL execs from around the league, who knows who they are, believe that McCarthy will be the number two pick.
Let's go to Reese, St. Mary's. Reese, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy? How y'all doing?
What's up, Reese?
What's up, bro?
I don't think he's been battle tested. I'd rather take a man that's been battle tested and not just anybody, because anybody can do a pro day on time.
You don't think he's been battle tested at Michigan?
Yeah, but not the way, and he didn't do what he didn't do the things that he did to be number one or number two or number three. I want a guy that already know what he can do and how he's performed out there. I wouldn't take a chance on getting him. And I mean, if that's the case, you might as well move down and go get him and get other picks. Then, if that's the case, then I see him doing that. Oh, I like with what he said. Yeah, if he that good, you take him and give us the other quarterback that you do.
Caleb? No, I don't want Caleb.
No, he's saying Herbert, right? You're saying Justin
Herbert.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, Herbert.
If you that good, because this is how you win. If you think he's better than Herbert, if this is how you win, you win because you ain't got to pay Herbert and you got him for 3 or 4 years. See how smart he is if you want him then and trade us like that. If he don't want to trade us, then you know all that stuff he's talking is just hoopla.
Right. I believe it is, but who knows?
Yes, sir.
Well, we'll see. I
mean,
J.J. McCarthy went to back-to-back college football playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's been battle-tested.
He won a national championship. Yeah. I mean, he's certainly been battle-tested as a player. Yeah. Now, he's not putting up the stats that some of these other guys are, but look, if Adam Peters and Dan Quinn and Kingsbury, they all look at all these quarterbacks and go, he's the best. They're going to take him at two.
Look, I just think he just looks so smooth and athletic when I've seen him play. I mean, he hasn't put up dramatic numbers, but, I mean, he just looks the part to me.
If anything, J.J. McCarthy is so much more battle-tested than Jaden Daniels or Drake May.
100%.
Or even Caleb Williams.
I mean,
in terms of battle-tested, correct. Yeah, he's played in bigger games.
Play at Michigan for 100,000 people. multiple times.
Well, How many times?
It's a playoff. Goes to the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a 3-year starter.
Yeah.
National championship
game.
Yeah, he
didn't opt out of his bowl game like Caleb Williams. He actually had something to play for.
You sent me a video of Caleb that is wild. That's all I'm going to say.
I can tell you're on tilt.
Oh, my God. It kind of falls in line with some other thoughts I might have had. All right, let's go to Reggie. Reggie's really upset. Reggie, what's up?
What's going on, fella?
What's up, Reggie?
Hey, buddy.
There's no way you could pick this trash at number two. I mean, when does the tape stop mattering? Like, when do you just ignore the tape and look at a dude in a pro day where nobody's chasing him? We watched the Michigan. Michigan was probably, what, maybe 45%? JJ? Come on, you cannot pick this clown at number two.
Reggie, don't you think Adam Peters has watched multiple game tapes of JJ McCarthy? He's not just watching what he does in the pro day.
And that's why I'm trusting him, because if this bozo drafts this dude at number two, what is special? Tell me what's special.
Are you going
to
question
number two
him?
Is supposed to be franchise changing. No doubt it's special. When he gets on the field, you know it's going to be electricity.
Well, probably, you know, when you watch him at Michigan, it's not kind of blowing you away on what he can do. But maybe in the pro days, if they say, all right, we can put him in a different offense that's not heavy run, he does all the analytics and all the metrics.
What is it that you don't like? You don't like the 5-to-1 touchdown interception ratio, or you don't like the 72%? Completion percent. What is it that you don't like?
Okay, hold on. EB, if you're throwing bubble screens, if you're throwing 6-yard passes, if you're throwing 9 passes a game,
yard per attempt was almost 10 yards.
EB, I don't know how much you watch college football like myself and maybe Lurks. There's no way you're telling me.
I watched Michigan a decent amount.
McCarthy was the second best quarterback last year. No, not even the year before.
Maybe not overall in college, but what you're projecting, how's he going to fit at the pro level? I don't think anybody thought.
Is he going to fit into Kingsbury offense of what we know it to be? No. No.
Why not? He's athletic. Really? He can run.
He can actually move.
Yeah.
Man, come on, man. Y'all cannot. I'm going to pull my eyeballs out. You cannot draft this bum at number two.
You're acting like we're pulling the trigger on who's getting drafted.
I understand that. But then also, I mean,
I am influential. We are influential.
Are you going to question Adam Peters
Absolutely.
And Dan Quinn if he takes
Absolutely.
McCarthy?
Absolutely. And then also, what is going to give me kind of, right now, I'm remaining somewhat calm. We didn't even know Dan Quinn was going to be the coach. Everybody kept saying, Ben Johnson. No, we're going to do our due diligence. We're going to hold tight. Nobody knows anything about this organization right now versus, you know, years prior.
Well, I know this. So they're in better hands personnel-wise now than they've been in
the last
30 years. With Adam Peters and the crew that he's bringing in, I trust them more implicitly than Ron, than anybody that Dan brought in during his 25-plus years here. So you have to trust them to do what they're hired to do.
I think
we have the best decision makers since Gasly and Bethard.
I find this hysterical.
People are already attacking. Yeah, they have the knives out already.
That if Adam Peters takes JJ McCarthy number
two, they're gonna jump off the bandwagon.
They hate him.
They don't trust him.
They're gonna have their pitchforks ready.
It's
hysterical to me.
It's pretty funny.
Everyone, this guy can't do anything wrong, and now all of a sudden they're not gonna go get their guy, and they're gonna go be ballistic because they draft JJ McCarthy number two.
But that's how these fans are, man. They're so reactionary. I mean, it's just one guy's report.
Right.
You know, I mean, we have no idea if Peter's going to take a two.
I think it just shows, though, that this anything is in play.
Yes.
I would agree with that. I'll tell you, the real wrinkle will be if Harbaugh's right and Chicago falls in love with him.
That would be, if his name goes number one.
Hey, send that video to Lurch. Send that video to Lurch.
Drab said it last week, though. He says, how do we not know they're so tight-lipped? How do we not know they like JJ? Drab literally said this last week.
Yeah.
And we just kind of scoffed at it, and now it's all coming true.
Well, no, I think I want to take credit, not Drabby. I've been hyping up JJ for a couple weeks. I went on the air, said JJ.
I don't know what you like.
Yeah.
You like so much stuff.
You like Jaden?
That's why I had Mike Marr move. JJ's on my board, not on any of these other guys.
He's spreading his chips all over the table.
No.
Didn't you move Penix to number two last week?
I like Penix too.
All right, he likes Penix. He likes he likes.
Who don't you
I know?
Like?
I know.
Daniels.
Wait, wait, Caleb. Caleb. I'm not on Caleb. I'm not really move, a Drake May guy.
You won't move Caleb off the board. You won't move Caleb off your board.
I might. I don't like Caleb, and I don't. I'm not in love with Drake May. I don't know
going
what
on the food bar
Orlovsky
list.
Saw or whoever saw Hasselbeck. It is the greatest thing ever.
Show Jason the video.
Jason,
just email it to me. It's fine.
There's a video. Where was he? Is that the game last night or something?
Well, he went to USC women's game, I'm guessing.
Yes, he was in attendance.
He's a different dude, man. That's all I'm going to say. He's different.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's go to...
Did he have his fingernails painted again?
I think he did too. Did you see that? Were the fingernails painted again?
Yeah. Got it. Although the guy at Duke who played Jared McCain, this freshman, he's on TikTok everywhere. He's got his fingernails painted. I mean, guys just do that now.
Well, they're stupid.
I mean, I wouldn't
all
do
those
it.
Guys are stupid.
But yeah. People would do it.
Let's go to Jimmy, Mechanicsville. Jimmy, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Hey, Jim.
Hey. What's up?
Hey, I am definitely a JJ supporter. I think him and Jaden are pretty close. But you guys enlighten me on one factor, and you all know I'm a howler. So this is a how factor. You guys are mentioning about throws under pressure, and that Jaden was in the how range, and JJ was the best. That's the end of the conversation right there. If they're dead, if it's almost a dead heat,
no. JJ was the how best experience. In terms of under pressure. I mean, it was Penix. Penix is the one
it
who's
was Penix.
Yeah. But I think JJ
wrong, but
was
he's up
better,
there, right?
But JJ is definitely better than Jaden. Jaden's one of the worst.
Yeah, that's my factor right there, my de facto, because after the how thing and I bit so hard on how, and then that played out to be so true, I'm not biting again on that one.
Right.
If you can't throw under pressure, I'm out.
Right. So, okay, thank you, Jimmy. Thank you.
All right, guys, take care.
Bye. Thank you.
All right, We're going to pivot when we come back. We're going to talk about the Caps. They've got a huge game tonight against the Detroit Red Wings. Tariq El-Bashir, who covers the Caps for Monumental Sports, he'll join us next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.